I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we trade in our red cape for a jolly red suit as we find ourselves defending Santa. In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome Dean Cain, the star of the new holiday TV movie, Defending Santa. Mr. Cain is a prolific actor and popular leading man who's currently starring in the series Hit the Floor and is best known for his portrayal as the Man of Steel in the classic TV series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Over the next segment, Dean Cain will help us explore virtually every aspect of Defending Santa, which airs Sunday, November 24th at 9 p.m. on ION Television. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to have Santa back, feel free to have Santa's back as we sleigh ride out of the past to receive a super present in the present. Dean, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Jim, thank you for having me.
Now, you're starring in the new holiday television movie Defending Santa, which airs Sunday, November 24th at 9 p.m. on ION Television. Dean, tell us what Defending Santa is all about.
Defending Santa is a magical holiday movie. I play a small-town sheriff named Scott Hansen, and early Christmas morning, I discover a gentleman injured in the snow, face down, wearing a Santa Claus suit, and he is unconscious. So I take him to the hospital, and he stays in the hospital for the better part of a year in a coma. And then right around the holidays, he sort of magically awakens and claims to be Kris Kringle from the North Pole. And at that point in time, the town gets a little bit frightened by the gentleman, and they end up putting him on trial to make him prove that he is who he says he is.
Now, you have starred in your career in a lot of Christmas and holiday fare. What do you particularly enjoy about this genre?
Well, this time of year is my favorite time of year. I love Thanksgiving into Christmas, into New Year's. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time of the year for me. My family, my favorite thing is that my entire extended family, we all get together and spend time together. And, you know, throughout the year, that's a little bit more difficult to do, and so we make a point of doing it around the holidays. And I have a ranch in Colorado. We tend to get together there and sort of live all on top of each other and just sort of enjoy each other's company. And that spirit of togetherness and family is really my favorite thing about the holidays.
When you were a kid, what were some of the holiday films and specials that you watched, and what were some of your favorites?
Without a doubt, there were three that were and continue to be my favorite, two in particular. There was one that was an animated version that had Heat Miser and Snow Miser on it. I don't remember what that was called, but I loved that, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of those animated ones from way back in the day. Those were fantastic. And then my all-time favorite holiday film has to be, without a doubt, that little Jimmy Stewart.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is a Wonderful Life. I absolutely adore that film. And it is a holiday staple around my household.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your character. Your character is Sheriff Hansen. What qualities does he have, and what do you appreciate most about that character?
Well, Sheriff Hansen is a widower, so he's lost his wife. He's a little bit bitter about that, but he's a wonderful dad, and he's a single dad, much like I am in real life, and so I can certainly empathize with him there and identify with him there. And he just wants to do sort of the right thing. And I can identify with him completely there. What I like about him is his ability to sort of see things and the magical spirit of Christmas through his young daughter's eyes. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great fun character to play. The show is a lot of fun, too. The film has a lot of funny, light moments. And it's one of those things, like I said, if the family's sitting around watching it, you don't have to worry what's going to be on screen. It's all very enjoyable and family-friendly fare.
Now, John Savage plays the judge in Defending Santa. Now, this is not the first time you guys have worked together. Tell us about that, and what is he like both personally and professionally?
Well, let's start professionally. John Savage is a very accomplished actor. Everything from Deer Hunter on down, he's just done some amazing work. Great guy, quirky, funny, great sense of humor, and obviously an extremely talented actor. He plays the judge with a certain glimmer in his eye, and he's a lot of fun. And of course, he's the one, you know, who ultimately can set him free, set Kris Kringle free, or lock him up. So it's not all on me.
Right.
I'm gonna put some of that on the judge.
Now, besides reteaming with him, what attracted you particularly to this project?
Just anything that deals with the holidays to me is already attractive, especially if it's done in a really positive light. It sort of has that magical feeling of Christmas and of the holidays that really permeates in my head, in my heart, this time of the year. So anytime I see a project like that I know that I can sit down and watch with my son and the rest of my family, even my 2.5-year-old niece, I want to be able to sit there with them and sort of share that magical holiday feeling. That feeling you get when you watch It's a Wonderful Life at the end, when everybody comes to George Bailey's aid and goes to help him, and he realizes that he loves his life the way it is. I mean, that's sort of that magical feeling.
Right.
That's what I love the most about it.
Yeah, which puts a lump in your throat all the time.
Yes.
No matter how many times you see it.
Every single time.
Of course, you're known for playing Superman on Lois and Clark. How important is that character to you, and why does Superman resonate so much with people?
Superman is, you know, the iconic American character. He is the most iconic, I think, character in all of America. Here is the most powerful being on the planet, raised with small-town American values, and he fights for truth, justice, and the American way. And there is nothing more American than that, and the small town values that he gets getting raised in Kansas, just a tremendous icon, the most moral man out there, and he is the most powerful, so he could be the most despotic, terrible, awful person,
right.
But he's the exact opposite because he's raised with these small town American values and the truth and honesty and that sort of stuff, the things that you know will never go out of style and should never go out of style. Unfortunately, today, some of those things seem to be leaning left or right, and I look at this character and I say this is a great model for our kids to look at and watch, and hopefully the character that I played for so many years on television, the way we played him, people could look at that and say that's a nice way to model our own kids.
Now, you're amazing because you're one of the busiest and hardest working actors in show business. What is the key to your success in being able to do that?
Well, I like to work. And the truth is this business has changed quite a bit over the last 20 years. There was a time where you could be a television actor or a film actor. And then there was a time where you had to be on television in order to transition to film. Well, now there are so many different places to stretch your muscles, so to speak. There's so many different places that need content, whether it's ION Television or Spike Television, or if it's VH1 where I have a series currently, or if it's a motion picture. There's so many places, and with digital filmmaking, this business is changing, and it's changing wildly. So I like to have my hands in 100 different projects, doing a bunch of different things, whether it's hosting, whether it's acting, whether it's directing or producing. I really enjoy the medium completely. And to me, it's just opening up a lot more doors. So I like to have a lot of hot pokers in the fire and see what strikes next. I enjoy that busyness of the business, and you certainly don't get bored. It's not a boring business at all.
Yeah, unlike most guys, you actually can multitask.
Yes, and I prefer to multitask. I'm better that way.
Now, you mentioned your VH1 series. Tell us about some of the other things you're currently working on and what's in the pipeline for you.
Well, Hit the Floor starts up our second season in late January. We start airing probably about 2 months after that. Great show, a lot of fun to be a part of that. Never know what's going to happen from one episode to the next, and it's a character I love to play. There are two or three things right now that literally I'm on the verge of signing as well. So there's a whole bunch going on there. I can't specifically say until we make a deal, but there's some hosting stuff coming up that I enjoy. I've got $10 million Bigfoot bounty coming out on Spike, starts airing in January. That was an amazing ride. It's the search for Sasquatch, for Bigfoot, for definitive proof.
Wow.
And it's all based in science, and there's some really interesting characters that go out and search for Bigfoot all the time. And we, of course, have them on the show. And spent a lot of time in the great outdoors in four different states. in a lot of Bigfoot hot zones, if you will. And I'm just going to continue to stay busy, busy, busy throughout the rest of this year and already through halfway through next year as well.
And where can people find out more about yourself online and Defending Santa?
Well, you know what? I'm on Twitter at RealDeanKane. That's my Twitter handle. Defending Santa, they can go on to IonTelevision.com, and it'll air several times on Ion Television over the holidays. And there's the four other holiday movies as well. So if you want to sit down with the family and watch some good holiday movies, Ion Television is certainly a place to do so. Spike TV has the $10 million Bigfoot bounty in January, and VH1 is hit the floor, which we start in early February. So I'm going to be all over cable if it's up to me.
Dean Kane starring in the new holiday television movie Defending Santa, which airs Sunday, November 24th at 9 p.m. on Ion Television. Dean, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you, Jim.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.